Support for NPR comes from the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, celebrating 10 years of support for the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse.
Good morning. This is AM 580 News. I'm Michael Kuliska. Illinois Treasurer Alexei Gilles-Lewis was on hand for the unveiling of the Obama-Biden ticket in Springfield yesterday. He says he's pleased with the naming of Joe Biden to be Barack Obama's running mate. Sean Crawford reports.
Gilles-Lewis says he believes the Democrats have a winning ticket for the fall, as he says Obama and Biden will complement each other.
You know, you have Barack Obama, who's brought a new sort of perspective of change and hope and opportunity for this country. And you have Senator Biden, who's been there, knows how Washington works, has the foreign policy experience, knows a lot of these world leaders, and brings sort of that working class appeal to a lot of Democratic voters who are going to be key in November.
More than 30,000 people turned out in downtown Springfield Saturday to see the candidates. Gilles-Lewis says he's heard from Democrats around the country who are excited with Biden as the running mate. Gilles-Lewis is a protege of Obama's and will address the Democratic convention this week in Denver. I'm Sean Crawford.
Meanwhile, Indiana Senator Evan Baez enthusiastically supporting the selection of Delaware Senator Joe Biden as Barack Obama's running mate. Baez says Obama called him Thursday afternoon to tell him he wasn't his pick to be the vice president nominee on the Democratic ticket. Illinois recovery and response effort continue in the aftermath of the widespread flooding in June. The last of the emergency shelters have closed, but getting communities back up and running is ongoing. Andrew Velasquez is the director of Illinois Emergency Management Agency. He says preliminary estimates for recovery efforts in Illinois this year are at $5.5 million.
You have to remember that the event is not over. We still have personnel in the field, we still have state resources in the field, and we're still assisting communities in the short-term recovery effort. So there's still going to be costs incurred today associated with the efforts that we have in place.
In the meantime, officials say the deadline to apply for federal disaster aid for those affected by summer flooding in Illinois is tomorrow. So far, more than $14.6 million have been granted. This is AM 580 News.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Earlier this year, they were rivals. Now they're running mates. Senator Barack Obama has selected Delaware Senator Joe Biden to stand with him at the Democratic Convention in Denver this coming week. The two men appeared together for the first time as a ticket yesterday in the Illinois capital of Springfield. NPR's Don Gagne was there.
For weeks, speculation had been building. Who would be Senator Obama's running mate? Names flew. There were short lists, long shots. In recent weeks, there were appearances with possible VPs in Virginia, Indiana, New Mexico. But yesterday in Springfield was no tease.
Today, I have come back to Springfield to tell you that I found that leader. A man with a distinguished record. A man with fundamental decency. And that man is Joe Biden.
Senator Obama stood on a stage in front of the old state capitol in Springfield. This was the exact spot where he first announced his bid for the White House in early 2007. The big reason Obama selected Biden is experience. The 65-year-old Delaware senator's 3.5 decades in the Senate and his long foreign policy resume as chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
Over the last 8 years, he has been a powerful critic of the catastrophic Bush-McCain foreign policy, and a voice for a new direction that takes the fight to the terrorists and ends the war in Iraq responsibly.
There was one slight slip-up yesterday when Obama introduced Biden as the next president of the United States. After a quick correction, Biden appeared jogging along the runway, greeting his new running mate. Both men were in shirt sleeves on a hot, sunny day. They waved to the crowd of 35,000. Earlier this year, when Biden was still hoping to be president, he said Obama was too inexperienced. Here's what Biden says now.
No one knows better than I do. The presidential campaigns are crucibles in which you're tested and challenged every single day. And over the past 18 months, I've watched Barack meet those challenges.